A house fire at Fiddleport in Zebulon this evening, resulting in a lot of damage. We'll tell you how the residents who are inside are doing now.
The threat for possible storms means today is the first of four WRAL weather alert days. The timeline for severe storms today and tomorrow, and when the heat advisories begin.
Then nearly 400 people without a job after a local glass plant shuts down.
Not only are you killing an employee's job, you're killing his family.
What new documents WRAL obtained claimed caused the layoffs? Right now, storms are still popping up on the dual Doppler 5000 on what is the first of four WREL weather alert days. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Chris Lovingood.
And I'm Ashley Rowe. The hot weather is on its way. Take a look at tomorrow's heat index, up to 99 degrees.
And it's going to feel even hotter on Sunday when the heat index gets up to 105. Meteorologist Mike Mays is in the WREL Severe Weather Center. Mike, oh boy, we got to buckle up.
Yeah, we've got three more WRAL weather alert days to come. We've got one ongoing right now, but not showing any signs of any severe weather. The live dual Doppler 5000 radar has showers and thunderstorms on it since about 3 o'clock this afternoon. They're slowly edging to the south and east. Could dump some heavy rainfall, gusty winds, but so far not looking all that menacing. And they are developing in the area that are under the level one threat right now from, say, about Warren County and South Hill, Virginia, all the way south toward Richmond County for damaging winds. I think once we get past midnight, the threat for any showers and storms will come to an end. You can see that plainly shown or seen on Futurecast. 8 o'clock, still a few showers and storms around. They're lingering 9 and 10 o'clock with a slow drift to the east and southeast, dumping some heavy rainfall, maybe some frequent lightning strikes, some gusty winds, but not looking all that severe, and then should be mainly quiet overnight. Now, we have three more days with WRAL weather alert days. Tomorrow, we have another level one severe threat encompassing much of the viewing area, and then Sunday and Monday, we focus on the bigger heat with Sunday high of 95, heat index up to 105, Monday 96, heat index up to 110. Some locations may have a heat advisory issued for the day on Sunday. I think it's more of our southern counties. And then on Monday, much of the area should have a heat advisory, especially with those heat index values getting up to about 110 degrees. Now, we had improvement in our air quality today. Much of the area under code yellow, except around the immediate triangle area where it is still code orange. For tomorrow and Sunday, we're expecting code yellow, so definitive improvements for the week. Now, we have storms in the forecast on Saturday, and some models suggest they could be rather strong. I'll outline that coming up in less than 15 minutes, Chris.
I will check back in with you then. Thanks, Mike.
Now to breaking news in Wake County. Crews are battling a house fire on Fiddleport in Zebulon. WRAL's Carly Haynes just arrived on scene. Carly, a large emergency response there.
Ashley, that's right. A very large emergency response. We have Hopkins Fire Department, Zebulon Fire Department, as well as Wendell Fire Departments all responding. Now, the fire's now under control. As you said, Fiddleport here in Zebulon. Now, take a look at that damage. The siding of the house is charred. You can still smell smoke around here. First responders say the fire first broke out around 5:30 this evening. They say crews put out the fire about 15 to 20 minutes afterwards. The neighbors are telling us what they saw the moment this house went up in flames.
And I looked between the trees and all I seen was flames everywhere. It was burning really, really, really bad.
Well, the family was able to get out of the house safely, though a gentleman who was inside did sustain a burn on his foot. Now, a cat that was inside at the time was saved by the fire department as well, and Red Cross has been called to take care of this family as they will be displaced for a little bit. The cause of this fire is still under investigation. Ashley?
A lot of damage, but so glad that they were able to get out safely and just a minor injury there. Thank you, Carly.
The head of the State Bureau of Investigation is staying in place indefinitely. This is a photograph right here of the SBI director, Bob Schermeyer. His term expiring today. The reason he is staying in place and not leaving is because the state Republican majority and the governor, Roy Cooper, can't come to an agreement. There are no scheduled hearings, and the Republicans have a supermajority, of course, so there is a power struggle in place. So until the new nominee is named and confirmed, Mr. Schermeyer will stay in place as the head of the SBI. Back to you.
All right, thank you, Mark. Now back to that breaking news we have been following in Wilson. 58-year-old Annie Wilbert was killed after falling more than 70 feet at a grain business in Wilson. That happened at Smithfield Grain on U.S. 301. That was just before 8:30 this morning. Wilbert was a wife and mother of two daughters who performed administrative work at the facility. Smithfield Grain told WRAL it is deeply saddened at the loss and that their thoughts and prayers go out to the family. WREL's Willie Danily talked to Wilbert's husband, who described his wife as hardworking and friendly.
I was like most people. I was very upset when I got the news. People remember her by she loved to work and she was really outgoing. She couldn't go anywhere without knowing somebody or making some kind of conversation with people, starting off a conversation. And
her death is being considered an accident, but WREL will continue digging for answers from investigators as they look into this.
New documents obtained by WREL show a drop in Bud Light sales forced a glass plant in Wilson to cut down bottle production starting in May. Last week, the plant's owner, the Ardagh Group, announced it would be shutting down the factory, laying off close to 400 employees. Some of those workers tell WREL the plant manager blamed the shutdown and layoffs on the Bud Light boycott. WREL's Keenan Willard shares their concerns.
At an all-hands meeting here at the Wilson Glass plant, employees say they were told by plant leadership why Ardagh was laying them off. Their biggest client, Bud Light, had seen a huge drop in revenue since April, and the company no longer needed these bottles.
Nearly 400 jobs eliminated. That's the impact of the Ardagh Group glass plant in Wilson shutting its doors in mid-July. In a statement last Thursday, the company told the Ruston Leader in Louisiana that the Wilson plant is closing, along with the Ruston plant, which employs 245 people. The statement doesn't identify a specific reason for the closures, only calling them part of a multi-year performance optimization program.
We've had a couple of machines down. It was, of course, being pointed towards the Bud Light situation.
WREL obtained an internal memo from the Wilson plant manager dated May 18th. It says, due to slow sales with Anheuser InBev, two of the factory's production lines would be shutting down. Multiple longtime employees at the Wilson plant say the majority of their business was making bottles for Budweiser and Bud Light. Industry data shows Bud Light sales fell 24% during the month of May after a nationwide boycott over the brand's partnership with a transgender influencer. At a meeting at the Wilson Glass plant last Wednesday, employees say the plant manager told them that boycott was forcing them to shut down.
Because of lack of business and with Budweiser not selling the bottle, that they no longer needed our product.
Some workers feel there are other issues at play.
Personally, I don't believe it's all a Bud Light thing. I believe it's the industry itself.
In a February earnings call before the Bud Light controversy, Ardagh CEO said fourth quarter earnings in Europe and Africa were up 110% compared to the year before, while North America saw a 9% drop in shipments and falling revenue. The CEO said Ardagh would be closing some plants in the near future.
Following completion of the turnaround program, we will operate a lower number of furnaces than at present.
Employees at the Wilson plant say their union is negotiating a severance package from management. But for many, this was their second plant closed by Ardagh in the past decade, and they don't know where they'll find another good-paying union job.
They're descendants of, you know, family that's also worked in the industry. Not only are you killing an employee's job, you're killing his family, his chances at sending his kids to college.
Keenan Willard, WREL News, Wilson County.
Over the past week, WREL has reached out to the Ardagh Group's corporate office, the Wilson plant manager, and HR manager for a response to their employees' concerns. We have not heard back. InBev's CEO said last month the sales drop was impacting frontline workers. He added that the company has even given financial support to frontline teams and wholesalers. It wasn't clear if that included suppliers such as Ardagh.
This afternoon, a federal judge said most of North Carolina's new abortion law would take effect tonight at midnight. She blocked a small portion of the law that deals with doctors' paperwork. This means starting tomorrow, women looking to get abortion care will need to do so before they hit the 12-week mark in their pregnancy. Under the new abortion law, patients will need to make an in-person appointment 72 hours before the procedure itself. We have a full breakdown of this at WREL.com. There's a lot to this new ruling, and our NC Capitol team put together a podcast with everything you need to know about what this means going forward. You can listen to this week's edition of The Wrap and our NC Capitol version of WREL.com or find it wherever you get your podcasts.
We are looking at our first physical plans for Apple's campus at RTP. These renderings of the proposed 700,000 square foot office outlines six buildings. The space could hold more than 3,000 workers. The 41-acre spot is on Lewis Stevens Drive, just north of I-540. Apple has still not said when construction will start. And Apple is now the most valuable American company ever. The tech giant's record valuation reached more than $3 trillion. $2 when markets closed today. Apple's stock price increased by just over 2% to close at $193.97 per share.
It's going to be a busy holiday weekend across our area. Ahead, whether you're flying or driving, everything you need to know to plan for your trip. Mark?
We're live with some breaking news on the north side of Raleigh off of Long Street. Our crew arriving on scene, and this is what it looks like. A reported assault. We're hearing there are two crime scenes, actually, about a mile apart from each other. We'll take you live there and get you caught up to speed here in just a moment. Our news at 7 o'clock. We'll be right back.
He was at the U.S. Supreme Court in the 1970s when affirmative action was ruled constitutional. On the record, UNC law professor Theodore Shaw reacts to the High Court's landmark ruling striking down race-conscious admissions. On the record tomorrow at 7.
At the intersection of Long Street and Stewart, a very active crime scene here this evening. These are live pictures coming in. You can see this house right here completely surrounded with yellow police tape. The entrance to the greenway is not too far away. It's also blocked as well. What we know right now, according to the Raleigh Police Department, when they arrived, they found one man there who appeared to be pretty beaten up. They describe his injuries as serious, and the investigation is ongoing. No arrests made at this point. We don't know exactly what led up to this. They're calling it an assault call. So certainly a very active situation with several police officers there. We've had some calls about this here this evening. Also of note, there is one more crime scene. We're being told about a mile away. Unclear right now if the two are connected. We'll follow that story for you as it develops here in the Live Center.
All right, thank you, Mark. Clearly serious enough to have police show up and also have that crime scene tape out there. The Supreme Court ruled against President Biden's plans to forgive student loan debt.
It would have cost $400 billion, and the court says the president didn't have authority under the law to wipe those loans clean. WRAL's Monica Casey spoke with experts about what this means for the economy and for those who still have to pay thousands.
The president's plan to forgive student loans impacted about 43 million people. Economists say when they start paying those back, it will affect everyone.
Duke University student Anthony Salgado and his mother went to college at the same time.
Yeah, she did end up having to take out a lot of student loan debt. And it just feels like something that's constantly hanging out over her.
Salgado earned a scholarship, but he's seen the impact of those loans on his mother.
I think, like, you're told when you come to this country that it's like the American dream. You can get an education, you can get a job. And she tried doing that. And now it's like, now she has to pay that for the rest of her life.
I submitted, along with other legal experts and amicus in this case, arguing that the HEROES Act does give the secretary the right to do this.
Kate Sabloski Ellen Gold is an assistant professor at UNC Chapel Hill. She tells me she and others believe President Biden's plan was within the law.
My position as a legal expert in this area is that the statute actually does permit this.
Payments that have been deferred since the pandemic are set to start being due in October. NC State economist Mike Walden says the impact on the economy could be evident immediately.
When you have less money to spend in the economy, that means that certain businesses won't see their sales as high as they were. They won't see revenues as high as they were.
Walden says the upside is that this could slow inflation.
This is exactly what the Federal Reserve wants to have happen. They want people to spend less money because the way they are working to try to take the pressure off of prices and reduce the inflation rate is to cause people to spend less.
For those who will have to start paying those loans again, Walden recommends making a budget and highlighting expenses you could cut out. Monica Casey, WRAL News in Durham.
If you're heading to the airport at any point this weekend, make sure you check the parking availability. At last check, over at RDU, Premier Parking was 70% full. Our producer Noah just checked. Central Parking is 82% full. Economy 3 is 100% full. There are no spaces there. Economy 4 is 53% full. And we could also break records on the roads. AAA says more than 43 million people plan to drive out of town for the holiday weekend. Today will be the busiest day. Driving times are expected to be 30% higher the normal. Your best bet to avoid traffic tonight, you probably should go ahead and leave now.
Let's look at current gas prices in our area. A gallon of gas in Raleigh will cost you about $3.27. Filling up in Durham will cost you about 3 cents more at $3.30. And Fayetteville on the cheaper side, averaging about $3.24 heading into the weekend. Wherever your holiday plans take you, WREL has you covered with the most up-to-date gas prices across North Carolina. Go to WREL.com and search fuel. It includes the lowest and highest prices in your area.
We've got meteorologist Mike Mays here right now in the WREL Severe Weather Center. We are on our first of four WREL weather alert days. Looks pretty calm in Sanford. Could change a little later.
Yeah, and we see a little bit of rain, or at least a moment ago, there was some rain falling in downtown Sanford. You don't see any raindrops now, but the road's just a little bit damp there. Live dual Doppler 5000 radar in that vicinity, the Sand Hills, Sanford, getting over to parts of Harnett County near Olivia and Barbecue, at least that vicinity. All this activity slowly sliding to the south and east, and Vass seeing a pretty nice shower right now. And as we expand the view up to the north, we're seeing some showers just north of Durham right now. That looks pretty hefty around Roxborough as well. And one trying to develop in North Raleigh. All these are slowly sliding to the south and east. And the folks in Franklinton have their 4th of July celebration going on right now. And so far, things look pretty good. Although we're going to have to watch this activity here to see if it manages to make its way into their neighborhood. 86 at the airport right now after a high of 90. The dew point really went up today. Probably noticed the difference at times. Our heat index added RDU got up to 97. 91 is what it feels like now. Likewise for Fayetteville and Clinton. Heat index values go up over the weekend, feeling like 99 tomorrow, perhaps 105 on Sunday, maybe 110 on Monday. So by 9 o'clock, still a 30% chance for a storm, 79. By 11 o'clock, 30% chance for a storm, 76 at that point. And we still have that level one risk for severe weather, but I am not seeing any signs of anything becoming severe. Now, we see a big ridge of hot, high pressure sitting over the deep south. That makes its way here over the next couple of days. This is what's going to be responsible for increasing the heat. Not going to be as hot as folks have been seeing here today because it will weaken on approach, but it will be hot nonetheless. And then we're watching for these complexes of storms developing to the north and west and perhaps getting into our neighborhood tomorrow evening and tomorrow night. Futurecast looking quite impressive when it looks at thunderstorms tomorrow night. All through the day tomorrow, perhaps a 20% chance for a shower or storm. Up towards southern Virginia by 6 o'clock, we're seeing our first signs of showers and storms and maybe a line developing from Winston-Salem through Roanoke Rapids by 9 o'clock. And watch how it develops and moves down to the south. So with this line, damaging wind gusts can be ruled out. Maybe some small hail, heavy rainfall, maybe some localized flooding. So it could be an active evening tomorrow. We'll watch hour by hour to see how this forms. And by 4 a.m. Sunday, that rain is still around. So our forecast, still watching for a storm, but it's not looking likely we'll see anything severe. Since we're losing the heating of the day, these won't have the energy to ramp back up. 70 in Raleigh, 71 in Fayetteville, and then tomorrow it's a hot day. 90 was the high today, 91 tomorrow, 92 Fayetteville, 91 in South Hill. And I think for the daytime hours, the likelihood of seeing any storms is very small. That should change tomorrow night. Three more WREL weather alert days for that level one threat for tomorrow. Sunday and Monday, we have the potential for bigger heat. The heat index could rise to 105 on Sunday, 110 on Monday. A few areas could have a heat advisory on Sunday. I think much of us will see that happen on Monday and small chances for storms. And with this bigger heat and any storms firing up, that heat will go into energizing the storms. So they could be strong to severe. Likewise for the July 4th holiday, the high 94, and better rain chances Wednesday and Thursday and Friday of next week.
With all the things that we're expecting, if there are any time to download the WREL weather app, it's like now, time
yeah.
to do it.
Yeah, good idea.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Hey, you know Chuck E. Cheese?
I do.
Oh, we've got a great story about a Chuck E. Cheese game token. It's not worth much, right? Wrong. Coming up, how a visit years ago turned a local man into a millionaire. These big lottery jackpots are getting even bigger.
Yeah, tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is $368 million. Tomorrow's Powerball jackpot is $493 million. That is a total of $861 million combined. Don't forget your friends, Chris and Ashley, okay? While the odds of winning the big prize, well, it's low, several North Carolina tickets have matched enough numbers to win a few thousand bucks. You can watch both drawings right here on WREL at 11 o'clock before our late news. The Chapel Hill man says that a trip down memory lane gave him a little luck to become a millionaire.
Bobby Gary says he was cleaning out his car and found an old game token under his seat. He used that token to scratch off a $20 lottery ticket, thinking nothing of it. Well, he hit the jackpot. Gary uncovered the $2 million prize. Here's what he had to say after picking up the big prize at the lottery office this week.
I picked up a coin a few days ago, and I told myself, I said, I'm going to scratch with this until I get lucky. And it was a Chuck E. Cheese coin from 2010, which just happens to be the year that we got married. It's just the one I picked up, and I said, I'm going to use it. I feel like it's going to bring me luck, and it did.
Yeah, $2 million worth of luck. Gary says he'll use the money to pay some bills, invest, and buy a new house. Independence Day celebrations are starting this weekend throughout the Triangle area.
And WREL's lifestyle editor, Kathy Hanrahan, is helping you plan with Out and About's top picks.
Independence Day starts this weekend with the annual Eno Fest. There will be live music, craft show, and even more excitement. It's all happening at West Point on the Eno. The festival is held on July 1st and 4th. Tickets are $10. If you're looking for some fireworks this weekend, you might want to go to Fuquay Varina's Independence Day celebration on Saturday at South Park. Gates open at 6 p.m. There will be a splash pad, food trucks, and live music. And after sunset, enjoy a great fireworks display. The fun continues on Sunday in downtown Smithfield with a red, white, and brew food truck rodeo and Independence Day celebration. From 1 to 6 p.m., enjoy food trucks and craft beer. After 6 p.m., head to the newly renovated Noose River Amphitheater for Smithfield's Independence Day celebration, featuring live music and fireworks. These are just a few ways to get out and about this weekend. Kathy Hanrahan, WRAL News.
You can find more celebrations by going to WRAL.com and searching the keyword fireworks.
And hey, if you are a Canadian living in North Carolina, happy Canada Day tomorrow. Thanks for making WRAL your choice for local news. Our next newscast is at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 on WRAL.
We'll see you then.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL Weather Alert Day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.